Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Year of the Griffin by Diana Wynne Jones, narrated by Gemma Dawson. Chapter 1. Nothing was going right with the Wizards University. When High Chancellor Querida decided that she could not change the world and run the university as well, she took herself and her three cats off to a cottage beside the waste, leaving the older wizards in charge. The older wizards seized the opportunity to retire. Now, 8 years after the tours had ended, the university was run by a committee of rather younger wizards, and it was steadily losing money.
"We need to make the place pay somehow," the chairman, Wizard Corcoran, said anxiously at the beginning of term meeting. "We've raised the student fees again." "And got fewer students than ever," Wizard Finn pointed out, although to hear the shouts and the bang and scrape of luggage from the courtyard outside, you would have thought most of the world was currently arriving there. "Fewer, yes," Corcoran said, looking at the list by his elbow. "But the ones we have got must all come from very rich families, or they couldn't afford the fees. It stands to reason. I propose we ask these families for money. We could put up a plaque with their names on. People like that."
Wizard Finn shot a look at the lovely Wizard Minor, who turned down the corners of her shapely mouth. The rest of the committee simply stared at Corcoran with different sorts of blankness. Corcoran was always having ideas, and none of them worked.